From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Jesse Klein, Tom Baudette, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl admits that his favorite member of the Brat Pack was Lim Ricky Schroeder. It's a listener Limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, life in South Korea is stressful. Citizens there work some of the longest hours in the world. Well, people there have a new way to relax. It's a spa with what theme?
I just read about a restaurant they had over there that had you eating with stuffed dinosaurs or something.
Yes. That's not that.
No.
Tom, that sounds more like a dream you had.
But let's start that. A Mesozoic era theme.
I'll give you a hint. Man, I got 10 years of hard yoga, but I'm eligible for parole in 8.
Oh, a prison
theme. Prison-themed spa.
Well, that would be a nice little cheap startup, wouldn't it?
The idea is that the prison environment forces isolation and, in turn, inward meditative thinking.
And shanking.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you like a 90-minute shank?
Yeah. Right.
Can you get executed at the spa?
That's the premium package.
Yeah. No. Right. Brian, there's all sorts of ridiculous TV channels out there. The Golf Channel, that channel that just shows the burning fireplace. Mm-hmm. CNN. Well, now there's a new network that is all what all the time?
What I want it to be is puppies.
You're going to be very close, but a little disappointed.
Kittens?
Yes, cats all the time.
No!
No! Oh, it's so close.
I know what you're thinking. Don't cat people already have the Lifetime Network?
They have everything. I just... Dog people, we need to unite. I think it's come to the point. Cats with the little attitudes. I mean, I like kittens too. Like I don't like kittens as much as puppies, but I'm cool with kittens because they're cute. But when they get to cat level, they get to like teenagers and attitude problems.
Yeah, and dogs just always stay goofy. I mean, they just
goofy
for life. Yeah.
And a dog, if a dog uses a bathroom inside your house, a dog is shameful. Right. You ever seen the shame in a dog's eyes? But a cat doesn't care.
It'll do it at you.
Yeah.
You
know? Like, hey, I'm over here doing something in your house.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's actually true. When I was in college, one of my roommates had this cat that I did not like. And then one day, we'd gone to the store to get a bath mat, which was like a big deal because we were in college. And you know the effort it takes to get it together that way. And I was talking about how much I didn't like the cat. And the cat was there, and the cat peed on the bath mat in front of me.
Like I heard what you said,
Jesse. Like I heard what you said, I was like... Wow, you're the worst cat, but you're not the worst cat. There are so many worse than you. That's what cats are.
Well, you can see them all on the Cat Network. Hoarders everywhere will be moving that stack of newspapers from out in front of the TV.
One more thing about cats,
please,
I don't like.
Right,
it's that Fancy Feast commercial, okay? Who feeds their cat in a Waterford Crystal goblet? Who puts cat food in a crystal goblet?
I think more people than you want to know.
Yeah, and I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.
Jesse, everybody's moving from books to e-readers. So the publishing companies are taking their older books and they're scanning them into electronic form as fast as possible. Well, this week, one book blogger noticed a flaw in the scanning software. In many cases, in many older books, the word arms, A-R-M-S, arms, is being read as what by the scanning software?
Well, I'm just thinking of like the words that my iPhone always autocorrects incorrectly. I have been trying to teach my iPhone how to say oi for like 5 years. And it always goes to it, and I'm like, Jew up a little bit, iPhone, I'm trying to say oi. Arms, so I would assume it's like a similar problem. It becomes like a similar word, so like...
Well, it's a similar word. It's four letters, starts with A.
Oh, it does start with A.
Yes. but it's not that word. It leads four to some letters. Interesting confusion.
Four letters.
Yeah.
Ends with S?
Yes.
Ass with three S's?
I will, sincere. I will give it to you. The word is anus. Right, so...
Oh, you like it? Okay.
So there's this book blogger. Her name is Sarah Wendell, and she was reading an e-book, and she was reading an older romance novel of some kind, and she read this line. She read this line, Mrs. Tipton went over to him and put her anus around his neck.
That is still pretty romantic.
It is. By then, a farewell to anus would be an entirely different book.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey could suddenly become like such a huggy book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not that I've read it. Not nary a word.
No.
Don't even know what it is.
I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said. I just died.